You're listening to the Love is Black podcast.
We're the host of Fly.
The love is dope.
And the conversation's always 100.
Hello and welcome to the Love is Black podcast. I'm Carice.
I am Harvey.
And we're so excited because if you can hear us now, but you can't see us, you can log into YouTube now and you can see us because we're recording our first ever video.
What? You get super to look exciting. At me. I'm pretty.
He's pretty. Okay. This is also an exciting episode because we had such an amazing season. Season two, I'm thrilled about. We had 24 different couples of various backgrounds and histories and stories with all types of Black love stories, whether it's interracial, heterosexual, homosexual, young love, older love, mature love. We've got every spectrum, and it is just so beautiful to see the dynamic, you know, all the dynamic love stories. I don't know how else to describe it, but I'm very, very excited because we are going to recap it all for you. So just in case, because we know you did listen to all the episodes, but just in case you didn't, these are going to be your little snippets of what you should probably go back and revisit.
That's correct. So like she said, 24 couples, and we're gonna hit them real quick, get a feel for them. Just to kind of recap, this was the season of love. We wanted to promote Black love, Black marriage in all its forms. So we're just gonna talk about what we talked about. And I think once we put it all together, it should really help you in your relationship or in an upcoming relationship, in every facet of life. So yeah. Let's just get started.
Because we learned a lot from each other.
I think we did. Oh yeah, no doubt.
So let's just jump right in, because that's my thing, right?
Yeah, let's do it. All right.
Where did our Black love stories begin?
Now, the benefit of being part of a large, huge Haitian massive Haitian family is that we were blessed, I guess, to have a lot of couples that we could talk.
Yeah.
So this season started with talking to a lot of our family, and we began with my cousin and her husband. That would be Marjorie and Vish. That episode was episode 4 of this season, and it was called
season two,
and episode 4, Love is Destined.
Yes. So this one was great because it was just the perfect introduction into everything. They have such a full love story with so many facets that we talked to them not once but twice. They got 2 episodes this season. But this first one, I think this really started it out because Vish got into the core. And a lot of times we'll find with couples, especially as you start building your family and so forth, that you'll have other parties that are involved and things start to become little pieces in between. There's a word for that, like wedges in between the two of you. So instead of having just a relationship with just the two of you, now, you know, everybody's thinking about the child first, or thinking about the multiple children first, or we're thinking about the dog or the parents or whatever extended, you know, network that you might have. That stuff starts to come first and you lose the core. The core is what really got everything together. It's 2 people. It's your relationship. And it's focusing on the core.
Yeah, when you have the core intact, everything you do is for each other. It's for the relationship. It's not doing it because somebody else thinks you should. Oh, you're pregnant? You need to get married. Oh, you're living together? No, don't do that. You need to get married. When you are together, when it's you against the world, that type of mentality, you can't help but be stronger and have your relationship be stronger. And we really got the feeling of that with this episode. The core was big, them against the world, and I loved it. And I didn't know it. What's good about this is that a few episodes are all family, and I learned through every one of them because I didn't know a lot of these love stories. So yeah, it was good to see. So the core was big for episode 4.
Episode 4, yes. So following them up was another family member, because why not, you know? Mm-hmm. We had Dave and Karina.
Episode 5.
What a hilarious episode. I mean, it starts out and literally the first half hour is like this drunken meetup where, you know, all things that could go wrong went wrong, and still they wind up together.
That's the only thing that went right, right? Them getting together in the relationship blossom. Like,
yeah, the fact that they talk to each other the day after, that
helps.
Right.
Yeah, that helps too.
So I don't know that I would have called you the next day. I would have been
Yeah, and it would have been because you was like kind of embarrassed or whatever.
Yeah, no. Yeah. If you didn't listen to that one's good. It'll get you laughing. That was a great one where the first story was just
how they met up. Dave was just, you know, as a member of this family, just a good looking dude, and you can't help but see it. Karina was like, oh my God, who that is?
I don't think that's
how that's I feel went. Like that's how she said it in her mind. It came went. Out different,
Dave and
but Karina it was like, went. Oh my God.
They'll have to comment on this and tell us that that's not what it was. Anyway, I think the best part of that episode was where they were talking about being married, but feeling isolated, you know? So you're married, but you feel alone, because while you're talking every day and you're getting through the challenges of every day, because they had children at that point and so forth, they really were almost living separately mentally, because they were not communicating what was actually going on in their minds, like how they actually really felt. So that was amazing. That was a wonderful thing to share, because sometimes we do talk, we might have a conversation, but there's something that's deeper that's brewing underneath that we don't ever really get to. And so I think that that's very important for all couples and all relationships to really dive into what's the root of this issue, like,
or realize that there's an issue at all and talk about it. They were in their same physical space and were not together. And that's a big thing, to be with somebody, but not with somebody. And once you recognize that as an issue, and that's the big thing, recognizing that there's a problem, then you can talk. And they had their issues. They had their battles being together, but not together. And that's the story that they told.
So step one is to, you know, admit that you have a problem.
And that's hard. That's a hard thing. You're in a relationship. You don't want to admit there's any issues. Everything's okay, but not always the case.
Yeah.
But that's marriage, and you push through. So we continue.
Yeah.
Episode 6 with her brother, Justin, and his girlfriend, Samia.
Yes.
Love is evolving in that couple. They've definitely evolved even past this episode. But just to recap,
I think they were the ones who really laid that foundation of friendship. So there was a lot that went on in that story. Their love story really did start from high school into like grown adults, like they're in their 30s now. And it's beautiful to see the evolution of everything. Mm-hmm. But along that path, along those few years of college and so forth, being in different states, being hours away from each other, they still maintained a relationship. And I think it was all that foundation of friendship. So they laid that on strong, that the foundation of friendship is what can really help you pull through a lot of those deeper, darker times where you're not sure if you're wanting to make this thing work, but you've got such a great partner in such a great friendship. That relationship is built so strong that it can support all those other layers that might not be there, that physical intimacy, that whatever that you would typically have in a day-to-day relationship.
I think with marriage and relationship, we kind of have this idea, this image of this perfect relationship. The boy meets girl, they get together, everything flows perfectly. It's a straight line from dating, courting, marriage, kids, white picket fence. And that's not the way it is. Yeah. You get together, or even before you get together, you go through some battles, you go through troubles, you become friends, you become closer. And that's what started with them. They knew each other, then they got together. So when the relationship took a hard left turn or a hard right turn, or they separated, they always got found each other and got back together. Being friends allowed that to happen because they were used to being friends mm-hmm. before they were something else. So that helps. Having that best friend as your partner is a great thing, and it's something to be appreciated. So
thank you guys for that. That was a fantastic episode too. And if you didn't hear that episode, you definitely want to go back, not only for the foundations of friendship and keys to making a long-term relationship work, mm-hmm. you definitely want to go back and hear about his epic night that he had for his album release party. So if you don't know, go back so you know.
It's okay, worth it.
Episode 6, season 2. Episode 7, we followed that up with a totally different couple. Back into family though, but we're more on that large Haitian family side.
Haitian.
Vlad and Nisha. Vlad and Nisha were great. I think Nisha poured out a lot of her soul, and I wasn't sure what we'd get from them because they're very quiet couples. They're
introverted, very,
very introverted. Yeah. That's the word. Yeah. And I wasn't sure what we would get from them. I didn't know any of their love story into it.
Not a thing.
And we got wealth of information. I mean, Nisha really poured her soul out. And I think that's something to take away from that episode is that there are things that you might not even realize you're affected by. So what relationships have you seen? Has your parents' relationship been exemplary for you as to what a good marriage looks like, or if marriage is something that works, or how you would like to model a marriage? Are there things that you've taken from that you're like, oh no, I don't want to repeat those patterns? And so that influences how you treat the other person as you're dating, which then can affect how you are as you're married, and it might change something in you that you didn't really want to change. And now, you know, it's such a snowball effect, but it's very important to reflect upon that. Like, what were your examples of successful marriage? What is it that you think that you should be putting into this? I think that was.
Yeah, sometimes you have to be with somebody that you care about, that you value, to really look inward, because you want to be your best self when you're with somebody else.
Yes.
And if you're in this relationship and you feel like it's not working, you have to wonder, am I the cause? And not on purpose, not a negative thing, but just our past, things that we grew up in. And I think with Nisha, she grew up in a family dynamic that wasn't really the best way to lead into your own relationship. Mm-hmm. So if you want to listen to how somebody dealt with being in an interesting relationship, but coming out of it and being great in her own, you definitely listen to that one.
Great episode.
And then we go to episode 8.
Yay! Billy Mobile.
Vladimir, who's actually
Erica's brother.
Exactly. So we kind of stayed in the family there. We just moved over.
Yes. And Vladimir is also Marjorie's brother.
Yeah. And Nikki's too. Don't worry. You'll hear all these names as we get along. So yeah, we hit a whole group of the family. But yes, Erica and Billy, and the Billy Mobile wasn't that.
Full effect. They're also a funny episode to listen to if you're looking to really like laugh and enjoy a story. That's a good one too. Mm-hmm. So they tell really great stories. But I really think that the takeaway from theirs is really honing and owning what your relationship is and how you want it to be, and ignoring those external pressures. So they had an issue with a pregnancy that was unexpected, unplanned, but the immediate reaction from family is probably, in many cases, always gonna be like, all right, so y'all gonna get married?
And especially my family, because we're a very religious one. Very Haitian, very large, very massive, very religious. So, you know, out of wedlock, you did what? Get the ring, get the wedding, where's my invitation?
Yes.
And then lock it up.
So everybody needs an invitation.
Because everybody deal. Must be there.
And they must be personally invited.
Exactly. Yes. That's a whole other, we could do a whole season on, yeah, whatever. But what we appreciate, what I know I appreciated about this episode is that Billy was like, no. We are going to do this on our own terms. And there, the core is a thing. And the core runs through this season. But in particular with these two, because I'm not going to just marry just because they said so. We need to be prepared. Yes. And they were. And they've done well. And they had their struggles too. They had a lot. And you're going to hear about how, you know, you're good, then you're bad, then you're separate, then you come back and you maintain. And now they're, you know, happily married. That's a good episode to listen to.
Yes, and they are such a wonderful example couple for, you know, when you think of couple goals, hashtag couple goals, I think Erica and Billy are always on the front of families' minds and so forth. So
I
would say that's a great episode to listen to just for many reasons, but definitely if you want to know what this whole Billy Mobile thing is about, rewind episode 8, okay?
Episode 8. And we jumped from Erica and we went to her sister. That would be Nikki and her husband, Ray. Episode 9, resonating. They're an interesting couple. They got together later in life. Both of them have kids, so you can imagine just mashing together
previous marriages
and children, older children. And that's an interesting part because one, you got to deal with your marriage, just if nothing else. You're two people trying to get to know each other, together, the core. But what do you do when there's a core and then there's a bunch of people around who need to be fed? The kids, life in general, that's all part of it. It's all a fight. And they did a very good job. And they maintain that and they continue to. So just mashing it all together.
Yeah. And they did it in their own way and on their own terms, which was a big thing. Because a lot of people try to do things and take steps traditionally. And they weren't about that. They just had their own story in their own way. So that's a good episode to listen to if you're trying to forge your own path in your own story, because they really do lay a great foundation for that.
There should only be two voices really in any marriage, right? Hallelujah. There should be you too. Everybody else is throwing their opinion. Shut the door.
Yes. One voice, me and myself.
Me too, right? Do I get to be my voice in there?
So episode 10 goes into episode 10. It's gonna go into Dr. Wesley Willis and Derek. Oh man.
Our first same-sex episode.
Yes, and our first time having a repeat guest. So while I did reference that we had Marge and Vish on for a second time, we actually had Dr. Willis on in season one. And that was great on just some Love is Therapeutic. It was a wonderful episode because it just broke down so many barriers about the community, the culture, Black people, and our resistance to therapy, and why that may be so, and how you can kind of overcome those things. So that was fantastic. But then we got into his personal life in season two. We're like, let's know more about you. Mm-hmm. We really like you. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Willis and Derek, oh man.
They were fun.
Good episode because it is fun.
They were fun. They so much got fun. Together. Love at first sight, about halfway between the two. Took a little bit longer for somebody else. But once they got together, it was love and it was beautiful.
Yes, but Dr. Willis is a very important and very busy man. Mm-hmm. And I think that the takeaway from that episode is Derek's willingness to allow him to be who he is without trying to change him or manipulate any type of situations or place any sort of boundaries. We're saying, you know, oh, it's me or work. I think it was really important that, you know, he put that out there, that you can give somebody the space to make that decision. Because honestly, when something's important to you, you'll make the time, you know? So Dr. Willis was very busy, very, very busy. And he didn't want to drop too much. He had to add Derek into his life. And he did that because it was important to him. And that's without external pressure from Derek to do so.
When somebody supports your dreams, your aspirations, you can't help but love them even more.
Yeah.
And it works out that Derek is a he's a flight attendant. So he travels a lot too. So these two really were a match made in heaven because they were all over the place. But we just love talking to them in general. They were fun, good episode. Listen to the story, how they told the world about their relationship. That is hilarious too.
That's great.
That's a great episode.
And their engagement story they told, big surprise. Oh, please just go listen to that episode. These two are phenomenal people.
Definitely.
I love it. And, you know, shout out to Dr. Willis for doing our podcast twice. Yeah, he's a big fan of the podcast and we're equally fans of his.
We appreciate you. Thank you, Doc.
Yes.
Episode 11.
Oh, this one is fun. Like fun and funny because there's one story in there that you just can't get over. It involves heads and cars and all sorts of things that it's spoiled it if I try to give you all the information. So just go back and listen to that. But Andre and Lizbeth had such a great story with so many ups and downs. I don't think I've ever thought that was real life, because, you know, you'll see things like movies or television shows where there's these characters continually up and down. I'm like, whose life is that hard? At some point you're like, all right, we're done. Like, I don't ever want to see you again. Andre and Lizbeth are like, no, we want to keep seeing each other, even though it's like high, low, high, low, high, low.
Yeah.
So those two were wonderful. I think the biggest thing with her is very similar to Derek allowing Dr. Wesley to do and to be his full self. In the opposite way, Lisbeth was at first, I think, trying to create changes in Andre, or waiting for changes in Andre that she was hoping for. But none of that was actually going to happen until Andre wanted to make those changes. When he was ready for those changes, that's when he was going to change. Like, he needed to see that there was something to change. I mean, he had a whole outburst at the premarital counseling, all sorts of stuff. The whole episode, it just gives you so much life, and there is so much to take from it. There's a lot to unpack in there.
Definitely. And that why that episode, Love is Deciding, mm-hmm. really fit. And that title was excellent. Because once you decide, once you determine you're going to go all in with a relationship and you're willing to sacrifice with your partner, things go well. And that's what happened with those two. And they're still together. They're still deciding to make each other first, and their children and relationships and everything. That's a fun episode, especially since it's my family and deep in that Haitian religion. That story, if nothing else, is worth listening to the whole episode. Mm-hmm. But the whole episode is great. But if you want to laugh, you're going to love that one.
Yes.
And we jump to episode 12.
We had fans reach out to us to record their own love story. And we were so excited about it because, one, it's like, oh my God, we have fans. Mm-hmm. Two, it was like, these are just such passionate people. They're so passionate about each other. Mm-hmm. And it was such a beautiful story. Lynn and LeVar, oh man, I am just so blessed by having heard their story. Mm-hmm. It was one of those, like, if one thing went wrong that day, mm-hmm. they weren't going to meet each other, and that love story wouldn't have blossomed at all. Like, mm-hmm. it's 100% about, you know, you don't want to go out, you might need to go out that night. Like, that's the night that you probably should go out, because there might be somebody there for you. So, you know, just push yourself up out of bed.
Love happens when you least expect it.
True.
And then that love is the one worth fighting for. Mm-hmm. So they had their issues. They had their, you know, trials and tribulations. But aside from having fans want to do the show with us, which was amazing, their story was fun too. They got together. They had a little time apart. But of course, they found each other. And so was
fun. And they had a very interesting way of celebrating big milestones. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Listen to the episode if you want to find mm-hmm. out.
Mm-hmm. We don't
episode
do that.
Episode 12.
No, we don't celebrate.
Rhythm.
That. No, we don't do that.
And we never will.
No.
Okay. So moving forward to episode 13,
yeah.
Doug and Vanessa.
That oh my God.
Yes, I love Doug. Doug is like, he's just awesome. He's got such great energy, and Vanessa is so equally yoked. And I think that they are such a phenomenal couple for so many reasons. And there's so many people who listen to that episode just off the strength of knowing Doug and just like how awesome he is, mm-hmm. that they were like, oh my gosh, I got to hear this story. Mm-hmm. And I was excited too, because I don't know all the intricacies of that story. But that story, man, wow. There's a whole lot of patience in that story, mm-hmm. because they had this extended, like, we're not together thing, but they were still kind of together, like the no labels thing. It was very odd for a number of years. And so listening to that episode to find out how that went, that's a very good thing. But there's also that point where you want more, where you do want a label, or you want to understand why there is no label. And it's learning how to speak up for yourself and to really say and communicate what it is that you want, so that everybody in the relationship feels heard, understood, and their feelings are respected, so that if you guys aren't on the same page, you could just break it off.
And a good, healthy relationship,
healthy.
Love is healthy. Relationship has two people speaking their minds, communicating.
Yes.
Good or bad, it's better for it to be out in the open than to be, you know, hidden. So they had a few years of, oh, we're just enjoying life. But then we get past that point and now I won't. And then when you put that out there, then the other person has to make a decision. And these two were the epitome of, okay, now it's time for this. What are we? We can be this now, we can be something else later. And that's what they talk a lot about, that they're going to be this, but you have to do check-in. That's another good thing that came with that.
Yeah,
is that every time we need to just check in with each other and see how things are going. You thought this way this week, maybe next week you think something else.
Yeah.
And a good, healthy relationship has continuous communication, not just saying the same stuff, but new things coming about. And I think I definitely picked that up from that relationship.
Yeah.
And that was a great episode too.
Phenomenal. And you also full of a lot of laughs. Mm-hmm. So please. Episode 14. Mercier's.
Love his choice.
Dr. Jameson and her dean.
That was
wow. They are just professionals in the clinical and counseling space, right? So there was a lot of good information because they were able to really streamline the highlights of what their story really is because they communicate this often. But I think what was really the takeaway for us from that story is really, you know, you can't lose yourself and who you are in a relationship. So if there's something that you feel you are kind of conforming too much to, and you just let it go, you let it slide, you're like, no, it's okay. I want this other person to be happy, but you're kind of neglecting your own feelings and your own happiness. That's not going to lead to anything good. You've got to make sure that you are able to love and maintain not only your relationship, but your sanity, your peace. You have to maintain, you know, your own love within yourself.
Definitely. We listened to that, and just listening to that story was great to hear. One person going for their dreams, for everything. The other person, I got you, support. And sometimes, and parents will recognize this, when you kind of dive in with your kids and everything is about them and you kind of forget that person that you are. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened here. There was a lot of support, but all the while, now I'm just somebody's spouse helping them. What am I doing? Who am I? And when you lose that, then you're not a great person. You're certainly not going to be a great spouse. So it's important that you maintain your individuality. And these two made it perfectly clear. And two people who are in, who deal with, I guess, what we're
marriage
and counseling. Even people who deal with it still can have issues.
Hallelujah,
yeah. So it's important to make sure you keep speaking, keep talking. And when something bad comes along and maybe you think it's over, that's when you push the hardest.
Yep.
And you'll find out if you listen to that episode, and that is
Love is Choice. Yes.
And then we jump to one of my favorites, episode 15, Love is Powerful.
I love you, Black man.
I love you, Black woman.
Yes.
Love, Shanane and Marcella.
Yes.
Dean's team.
Love them. They are such a great couple. And they have such a great story. And I think definitely the highlights of their story definitely include a lot of struggle. Mm-hmm. But in that struggle, or because there was struggle, Shanane was at one point working within a field where she was, I guess, in a way, you know, had expectations put on to her as to who her spouse should be. It should be somebody powerful. I think she was working in the modeling industry. Like, it should be somebody who's attractive and making a lot of money, or as an actor or a professional, a sports player in whatever league. It should be somebody like that. But Marcello is just like this really like earnest guy.
Right.
Fantastic, earnest guy. And she fell hard and she committed. Like, this is the man. This is it. And I don't care what the world has to say or what the world thinks of it. And I don't care how many struggles we have to go through because of it. Yes, I could be with somebody who's providing more. Yes, I could be with somebody who's got whatever career or title or whatever, but I don't want that somebody. I want Marcello. I want this man. It's that decision that this is your person, and no matter the struggle, we will rise together. We will get to the top together.
This episode, I think, really epitomizes our podcast, Love is Black. This is Black men, Black women getting together and going through all the struggle, going through all the ups and downs. We're going to deal with it together. Their story is fantastic, and probably my favorite part, and probably the favorite part for many. Shanane is like, listen, Black women, love. You haven't been loved until you've been loved by Black women. I'm just saying like a minute, not even a minute, a few seconds of what she said. The rest is her. That episode is worth hearing her. And while this is Love is Black, this is love in general, we're just kind of focused on love and the culture. But this episode is about love and the culture, and you'll definitely appreciate it.
100%.
I know I do it. I love that.
Yes. And then we have a very interesting conversation at the end about just love in the culture, mm-hmm. and what representation means in that manner. So it's a great episode to revisit if you're all about it. You're about it.
Nice.
Okay, so we go from the powerful love to like the progressive love. Mm-hmm. We go back to the family. It's my family. It's my cousin, my favorite cousin, which I'm, you know, I've been ordered to say my favorite cousin.
It's true though.
It is. It kind of is true. Mm-hmm. Alika and Tesley. Oh,
young love.
Two.
Young love.
Well, I think we knew, like, I guess the clip notes of their story, because they've been around, you know, as my favorite cousin, she's been around since the beginning of even our relationship. Mm-hmm. When we were in our apartment, she would come and she would stay. Mm-hmm. When we had our first house, she would come, she would stay. She mm-hmm. hasn't seen our new house yet, but right. it's all good. Life is progressing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
right. Like her episode, mm-hmm. Love is Progression. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's evolving in her own relationship now. But we knew the cliff notes of that relationship, but really getting into the nitty gritty, I think the highlight from that is, you know, actions speak significantly louder than words. So when you have those highs, those lows, those makeup to breakups, when you're in those breakups and you're like, ooh, you're missing that person badly, and you're saying whatever it is you got to say, you're doing whatever it is you got to do, grand gestures to win them back, you win them back, and then you just kind of chill and you get real complacent. That's a problem, because that's not really a display of love, you know. That's not it. I don't know how to describe it.
But the best way to describe, I think, their relationship is they like each other, and we watch movies, we watch TV and stuff, and the chase is what we like. We like seeing the fight, what you have to do to get the person.
Yes.
But what do you do once you got them? And that's the issue that an incredibly intelligent and a very profound speaking Kesley spoke about.
Yes.
Is in their relationship, they were good together, but his issue was, I want the girl who's coming to get me, not the girl who's got me. And yeah. that, if you want to listen, Bob Young, it's just ridiculous hearing him speak, and he's such a young man, but so profound. Young love is beautiful love, and it's like the early stages of it, so they have so much more to do, but they're on the right path because they have two people who love each other and are willing to put the time in.
Yes.
And I enjoy them. Kesley, I like that guy.
Kesley's great.
Yes,
Leek is great.
Mm-hmm.
They're both great.
Great. Favorite cousin couple.
Yes. Really, we love them. Love them immensely. They're the great people.
Mm-hmm.
So then we move on to episode 17.
Back to my family.
Oh, back into the family. Love is intentional.
It's intentional.
With Uncle Cliff.
And Joselle.
Yeah, okay. I was about to say the whole matin.
Oh, look at you getting extra. I'm so proud of you. Go ahead. Matin Joselle and mon oncle Cliff. I'm so proud of you. And I didn't do any better. It's not like I'm Haitian or anything.
Yeah.
So what's good about this, obviously, my uncle, and one good thing about this is that as they tell their story, a very important person really had a hand in them getting together.
Me.
Hanging out. He's there with her and like, wow, look at the way he's taking care of his, you know, of his nephew. Like, of course, I was just
handsome nephew.
I was young, but handsome, so
stunningly
quickly.
Handsome.
Stunningly handsome.
At 2 years old.
And they had the battles. They got together, they had kids. And when you're young and you got to fight to live, you got to work. So you have this time where they're not really with each other. Little just kind of two ships floating by in the night, and they struggled. But that's why the relationship is so good, because they struggled and they maintained.
Yes.
And they didn't give up.
Yeah.
And another part, and this is my family. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the big thing is that there was this whole theme of like respecting boundaries, mm-hmm. and being intentional about one, communicating things and intentional about your choices, your decisions every day to continue to work on the marriage. But respecting boundaries was a big, big thing. There was a boundary that Uncle Cliff did not want anybody to cross, and it
affected him. And I think it took a while for Aunt Joselle to recognize what he was talking about. And once she saw it, then she understood why he was so adamant about it. And that's important. Just because you're married doesn't mean that other person doesn't have certain things that they don't want. They don't want boundaries crossed. They don't want things spoken about. You know, things, there's a lot, and you're with someone. That's the key. You have to recognize that it's not just you, it's with somebody else. And it requires compromise. And yeah. that's the best part of this one, that they compromised in a lot of ways to make a great family and a really good episode. So yeah. thank you to them for talking to us and giving us a lot of their time and a lot of info. So that was special.
And then we go on to episode 18 with AB and Jan back into my family. Mm-hmm. AB is great. Mm-hmm. He does phenomenal things. If you are in the Charlotte area and you're looking for a haircut, you better hit him up. He is the place to be, AB the Barber on Instagram and Facebook. I would love to say that, you know, the episode title was so encompassing because we touched on a lot of things, but for them, love is really everything. It's getting into everything, all of the things. But one of the big things they talked about was kids and like, when is the right time to introduce kids into a relationship? And AV gets very passionate. Okay. Yes. So if you like a clean episode, that's not the one for you, but
send the kids out the room. That's not even because it's not clean, but it's because he's talking about kids.
He's you don't want your heart.
You don't want them kids to have no self-esteem because
you don't need those kids to know exactly how you really feel.
Really? You don't really like me that much, Daddy? You know, whatever. You don't want them saying that, but they might after hearing your man. But with that said, what he was saying is completely correct.
Spot on.
It is spot on. Marriage is just kind of marriage. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what you aim for. But you don't want to forget about yourself. And we all have aims, we all have aspirations, things we want to do. And having a family can make it a little bit more difficult. Mm-hmm. So listen to AV. And another great thing about them is they got together and AV being the man in the situation made a point that their dates, when they got together, it wasn't a typical, you know, movie, dinner, blah, blah, blah. He made, they had some interesting, spontaneity, real interesting dates to keep her interested. Got it, you know, with the ladies, you know, you want to keep them on their toes.
Yeah, because any guy could take you to Olive Garden.
Exactly, exactly. But, you know, you got to do something different. And he made a point to do that. And that's why their relationship blossomed. And they have a grip because they knew each other before they knew each other. Yes. There's a whole lot of stuff going on. So that's a fun one. And which one? That is love is everything.
Everything.
Everything. Episode 18. And then we jump to episode 19. And that...
Wow. I don't know what that was.
But it fit. I don't know what that was either. It did. Interesting.
Love is natural.
Natural.
Like my hair.
Oh, yes. Oh, natural. Don't you love it?
Natural.
Yeah. No perms up in this mug. No. Oh, natural.
Fitting title for Mike and Adafunke because their story, seamless. Like, no problems ever in life. They've just been smooth.
And it's interesting because for Mike, life wasn't smooth.
Very true.
Life was a struggle between a previous marriage and kids and personal demons, struggles that he had. And then he met someone who didn't care about all that other stuff. She accepted him for the man that he had become.
Allowed him to rest down that baggage and say, you know what? This is me. Thank you for accepting me and all these bags.
And once he found love like that, completely different person. To be loved unconditionally is an amazing feeling. And you listen to him talk about that, that's love. The fact that he's white and she's black is almost irrelevant.
Completely irrelevant.
In this relationship. It's just two people who found each other, and Mike in particular, finding somebody who just loved him. And that's it. We just want to be loved, right?
That's it.
And that's what he found the person to love him. And they're engaged, so congratulations. Woo! Yay! They were great, and we appreciate them
That's
giving
nice
us our time.
That's a nice little update. Mm-hmm, I love
that
it.
That was fine. Hold on. We keep moving.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's such a good episode. I would say that moving on, it was getting harder as we're going on to find, like, different things.
Right.
But we found something different, okay? Mm-hmm. Because next, we went to C and D for episode 20, Love is Maturing.
Love is maturing.
Oh, wow. Different on so many levels. This is our first lesbian couple. Mm-hmm. Did we talk to another lesbian couple?
No.
I can't remember.
No, so this is our only?
This is our only lesbian couple.
First.
It's our first because
many.
You know what? Season 3, things are coming. Okay?
No doubt. We coming.
We've already got some people lined up. So we're good.
Be ready.
But C and D, they started out as friends. They're living together. They had to date while they were living together. That is something that I found was such like a highlight in their story. Mm-hmm. Dating while living together, overcoming those stereotypes. And it's tough out here for these LGBTQ plus couples that are, you know, just trying to live
especially
and love.
Especially in our culture.
Exactly.
Especially. We're so hard. I mean, I think in general we're hard on ourselves, but when we're Black, and then it's that kind of relationship, and we tend to be pretty religious when we're Black, so that makes it even harder. But they made it through. They found people who supported them, and the people that didn't let them affect their lives the way they need to. Either love us or leave us alone. And they took that, and they had a good relationship, and they matured because they got together young. They matured. Not only did they become better people, but so did the relationship become better. And then with that, they brought a child in and all that. So now they're super advocates for children and representation. And it was a fun episode. And I think we're going to talk to them again because we're going to need to get into representation, especially within our culture.
Yes.
But we were lucky to have them and to talk to them. So thank you.
So very blessed. Indeed, lady boys and baby boys.
Fun times.
And they have the most beautiful pictures. Like, they go out and take professional photographs, those two as a couple, them with their child, their family photos. Please follow them on Instagram, Facebook, wherever you are. Follow them because they're a beautiful couple. And it's very important that you see that love is queer too.
And they were maturing. So that was episode 20, Love is Maturing. And then we slid in episode 21, Love is Like. I think this was like transformational. This episode, they're amazing. So I found this singer, Doreen, fantastic singer, but I caught her singing Endless Love with her husband. They were driving. And I'm like, we need to talk to them.
Yes.
Found them, she sings, and then their story of how they got together is beautiful. Getting together, but staying together through hell, through racist times, racist towns, the struggle,
all the way through to having a child, losing a child, an adult child that now has children, that left you with children, and you know, you're grieving, but you have now this extra added responsibility in these times where, you know, you're at your golden years, you're ready to be on your own and you're raising children again. But they had a lot of different things that they could share. And there's so many gems that Doreen puts it all out there. And honestly, while there are gems to take away from all of these stories, one thing that Doreen was very adamant about is that everybody has their own love story. Okay. So while there are things that you might learn from other couples, you create your own story, your own path. So I think that was a really good takeaway from that one. I loved every minute of listening to Doreen speak. Like, I've listened to that episode several times.
I have too. And what was key, I think, and it really fits into the title of this episode, Love is Like.
Yes.
Because to be with somebody all the time, and to all of you couples or people who've been watching or listening, we've been just kind of making our way out of COVID. You've never been as close as you have been to your partner within this last year or so. Because we've just been stuck in our homes and our apartments, and you really get to know somebody. Do you like them? It's easy, which is strange to say I love you, but do you like that person? Because they're gonna do things. There's gonna be something that annoys you, but you like them anyway. You like them in spite of what they do. That was big with her. That was the big thing I got out of it.
Yeah, because in some ways that like is significantly more important than the love, because we have various ways of loving many different people. There's so many types of love. We love our children. We love our parents. We love our friends. We love our family. We have love, but do you like everybody? That's a whole different thing. And to have somebody that's going to be in your face all the time,
you better like them. Yeah. Wow. We're good.
This is great. We've been doing this a lot today. I know, okay. Exactly. I like
so
it.
That was fun. That was episode 21, Love is Like. And then we jumped in episode 22 and we went back to my family. My uncle, Pastor Pierre Eddie Laguerre, and his wife, Jacqueline.
Oh, this is such a good episode. And again, we didn't know any of this background.
Not a clue.
And in talking to others after they've listened to it, they didn't know any of this background.
In this family. Yeah. Cousins were like, what?
very, very deep how they also did like this international relationship, international marriage, right? Mm-hmm. And then the long game.
Distance.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, the long game mm-hmm. that Uncle, I really want to call him by the nickname, that Uncle Pierre went through, that long game of like he wanted her from when they were in school Oof. To like years later. He's now finished college. He's still pursuing this woman. Mm-hmm. And she was like tough. She was a tough cookie. Mm-hmm. Tough cookie.
No doubt. And it was worth it. And by the way, love is vulnerable. So that's the title of that episode. What you gain from them. And the line of that episode is like, if you want to be safe, don't get married. And that's it. And what she's getting at, and I'll just give you a little bit. If you want to be safe, don't put your heart out there. But if you're willing to give somebody a chance, you have to be vulnerable enough to risk a relationship. And she's fantastic. My uncle, he's a pastor. You know, we can talk. But
Dr. Jackie
put it out there. This is and because he's a pastor, obviously they deal with a lot of couples. So I feel like they've done this before, but talking about themselves really brought us a lot of insight into marriage. So if you're considering marriage, if you're in one and you don't know how to handle things, episode 22, Love is Vulnerable, is a great episode to listen to.
Yeah.
So thanks, Uncle.
So they've had a very long marriage, and now we're into episode 23 with E and J, which is a bit of a newer marriage. That's mm-hmm. Love is Connection. Mm-hmm. And they did have quite the connection. They were, you know, working together at one point, and, you know, there was a friend zone thing happening.
That was questionable. Yeah, maybe, mm-hmm. maybe not.
Possibly. Maybe mm-hmm. he was in the friend zone. Maybe not. How does it work when you're dating somebody mm-hmm. that you're, you know, also supposed to be working with? Mm-hmm. Like, how is that? And I think that what we really got out of there is, you know, a lot of decisions that you make for your future, for your children and so forth, right? When it comes to that, it's a lot of back stuff. What did you grow up with? How did you grow up? Exactly. How did you see things? And we have a really powerful conversation.
Right. With this, and we talked about, in particular with E, about how he grew up with his parents and he never saw conflict ever. And that's how he wanted to raise his children. And then I kind of threw a question out there and we took a few minutes to kind of veer off of relationship, but to talk about child rearing. And what you think is proper for them. So that's an interesting conversation. I think we kind of had a little bit of a breakthrough with them because it's important with how we deal with our children. And for me, especially as fathers, how we present to the world, how we present to our kids. So it's important that conflict is dealt with as normal. Mm-hmm. It's not fun, but it happens. Everybody deals with conflict. How you deal with it is important. So that's, I think, one of the best things we got out of that episode. Thank you, E and J.
Thank you. And they have their own podcast. What's the name of the podcast?
I'm terrible.
We are terrible people. I'm terrible. Please go to the show notes of episode 23, and we'll actually put them in the show notes of this episode.
Episode two, because, you know.
Opinionated Reality is their podcast.
Good job. Thanks. Somebody's got a mind in here. I'm embarrassed.
Boom. I listened to it. Okay, episode 24, Brittany and Donald.
Love is smooth.
Smooth, just like the wine. Mm. Oh, she is, I guess she's testing now like learning how to be a sommelier. Mm-hmm. And we have a very interesting discussion about the difference between Moscato and grape juice. Mm-hmm. If there is a difference.
Not really, not really. Moscato is not it's not even wine. That's what she said.
Like, I feel like the kids get a lot of grape juice, but like I get Moscato and those are two separate things. Like nobody would ever serve my kids Moscato, but whatever.
If they did, they wouldn't know.
That's neither here nor there.
Welch's Moscato. How about that?
I drink it. I'm here for it. Okay. I'm here for it. A big thing with them was a health scare. And the way that he was there for her, Donald supported Brittany throughout that and was very much a very strong backbone to the point where he didn't even understand when people were asking him, you know, how are you doing mm-hmm. as she's struggling? And he's mm-hmm. like, why are you talking to me about it? Like, I'm the backbone. Like, go talk to her, ask her how she's doing, be her support. So he was a very strong backbone during that struggle. And I respect that immensely, to the point where they really don't have any issues through that. Some people hit that wall where, you know, it's for better or worse in sickness and in health. They hit that sickness and they're like, I don't know, because things happen. People change when they're sick. I'm sick and I'm immediately like, I'm dying.
She was saying that this morning.
Literally, I've asked him several times, like, what's he going to say in the eulogy? And I am certain that if the day was to come where I am legitimately, like, a doctor looks me in my face and is like, no, actually, you may possibly be dying, I need you to go see the oncologist, that it'd be a whole different person that he's dealing with. And some people don't deal with that well, but Donald was,
it was solid. It's imperative to him that his wife during that time was the focus. But what we want to keep in mind is that while they didn't have really, there weren't any real issues while she was going through that scare, for them, it was after they kind of got past it. Then they had the issues because the realization of what she had just gone through, that hit her. And then they had a little bit of a tough time. Yeah. So we have to remember, we're people and life changes us, whether it's our health, our finances, our job, our kids, anything. When things happen, we can't help but become different people. And that's when we need to be at our best.
Yes.
Is when our partner changes, moves in a different direction, that you're there to support them. And Donna was great at doing that.
Yes.
They got through that struggle. And now they're out taking pictures, enjoying, talking about food and drink, just happy being with each other.
And enjoying Moscato, which is a form of wine.
Welch's Moscato. Oh, yes.
Episode 25 then brings us to Phil and Amber. Love is ours. Really good, because it really brings back home that whole, you know, the relationship doesn't have to be something that conforms to society standards. It can be yours, whatever you want to make it out to be. It can be something that you mold in a new type of standard. There you go. Because not everything works for everybody.
They were together and they were just kind of friends with benefits type of thing, kind of enjoying that. I mean, it's a title, but it's not really a title. Mm. But then when you get to the point where, you know what, we've been together for a minute, what are we? And then we have to make a decision. And sometimes a family member would give you a little jab, be like, well, what's happening here? What you going to do? And I think Philip got that, you know, little, okay, time to make that move, bro. What you going to do? You know, so that
he
happened.
Rose to the occasion. And he rose
to the occasion and they got together and they've got children. Their stories about their kids are interesting. I think in particular their second child, because it led to Amber
bringing them into the world.
Right.
That's what makes it interesting. Not necessarily the child, but the experience in bringing them into the world, because it led Amber on a whole nother career path, because there are so many disparities for people of color in the healthcare system. I've written about it on my blog, which I'll link in the show notes. But it is a very big thing, and we do talk about it within the podcast, within that particular episode, Love is Ours, episode 25, season 2. Please go back and listen to that if you've ever had any sort of issues with maternal care in the healthcare system. Amber and many other women just like her are trying to advance roles like doulas and midwives and so forth, to try to be there to be advocates for you, because sometimes you won't get the information that you need in order to really come out of those situations, you know, in the best way possible, optimally.
While it was great talking to them, obviously they are a very progressive couple. They released an ebook. They've got their own website. They're doing great things. So we were able to talk to them just before they blew up. You know, now I know we'd be able to hopefully be able to reach them. But before, like, oh, they took time and talked to us. So congratulations on all your successes. And hopefully we get to talk to you again. But thank you for giving us your time the first time.
Thank you so
much. It was excellent.
We are so
awesome. And then we went to episode 26.
Calvin and Earl.
Yes, so another same-sex couple.
Love is worthy.
Love
yes.
is worthy.
Another same-sex couple with a great story too, but they also had a bit of an age gap, which I think is the highlight of their story, honestly. And they really don't even talk about it.
Right.
It's really like subtle. You'll hear it in there, like, oh, you know, somebody was such and such age, the other person was such and such age, and then you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
And then
like,
let me
do some math.
Yeah. It's a blip in the pod.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, okay.
But that math is like, like there's a bit of an age gap. But there was so much freedom in there for Calvin to really like grow and to do as many things as he wanted to do. So there are stories in there where he's, you know, Earl was given that freedom to do whatever he wanted. So stories in there where he starts up a business, a nonprofit, he's in a bar, he's, you know, doing all these different things. And there's not much time for the relationship, but he is given so much time to grow and to blossom and to flourish. And I think that that is so important, that you've got to give each other that space, especially when there's an age gap, especially. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we know we have an age gap. It's 10, less.
Yeah, right.
It's a shorter age gap than their age gap, but you know, there's so many things that I didn't get to do from having children young or getting married young that now I'm trying to achieve new things. You know, I'm getting that freedom to do that, because if I just got sucked into like this, you know, living life as a 50-year-old mom of four.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That would suck.
Mm-hmm. No, what was interesting about those two is what attracted Calvin to Earl was the fact that he was such a go-getter. He had so many things that he wanted to do, but then it was also almost their downfall.
Yep.
Because I like a man who goes and he does what he does, but then he went and did what he wanted to do, but then Calvin kind of fell in the background.
Yeah.
So you have to make sure you find somebody who supports your dreams, but they don't become a victim of them. So they were great.
Episode. Look at you. I like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
I try. Once an episode, I drop a gem. So thank you, Calvin. And we talked a lot about fostering and adoption. That's a fantastic episode into how they found their sons. Beautiful.
If you've ever considered adoption, definitely consider the foster system. There are so many children that are in need in various states, but they do break down a lot of things about their own process with that system and the beautiful family that has resulted as a product of that.
Definitely. So that was episode 26. We're getting towards the end. Love is worthy. Then we slipped into episode 27. Samuel. And Tova. That was Love is Business.
Tova's hilarious. I like Sam's her. Hilarious. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a DJ Khaled moment, and that was funny. But they are a really great couple. They opened up a lot too. I mean, the number one thing you should not do after you get married is
quit your jobs.
Both of y'all. Really?
Don't do that. You need to work. You need money.
Like, y'all just got married. You know how much money it costs to get married? And they got married in 30 days.
And Samuel was the one who planned it.
Yes, with like 450 guests.
Craziness. That's why I love then his business is the name of this. Business. By the way, they have a podcast called The Business of Marriage.
Yes.
So while the emotional is an important part of a relationship, we got to remember, we live in reality. Bills need to be paid. Yes. You know, jobs have to be had. You know, careers have to be founded. So there, you know, when you listen to them talk, they talk about the love, but they talk about the reality of a marriage and that, you know, I got to work to pay these bills. But very profound speaking to Samuel. And of course, Tova was great.
Oh, yeah.
We love them.
They were a great couple. They were
definitely
so
fun.
So much fun. Mm-hmm. You know what we'll talk about it in a little bit. Let's get through our next couple, Gabby and Tom. Mm-hmm. Gabby and Tom, episode 28, Love is Solid.
Mm-hmm. We talked about them.
I thought you were going to do the whole solid like
I know that would have been smooth, but you know, I did it in the episode, so I can't do it twice.
I thought it was going to happen again.
The second of our interracial relationships.
Yes. And this one actually did have a struggle with the interracial aspect of it. And while that is not all of their love story, because they do have their very own, you know, interesting love story and how they moved from being children, high school, dating and loving each other in high school to then adult love, there is that undertone where they did have to deal with some resistance to the naturalness of their love.
Yeah. Tom is white, Gabby black. And this is a good episode to listen to. Tom had to deal with his family, a particular part of his family, not being accepting of having a black wife and obviously a black child. And that's hard because we want all of our children to be loved by everyone, but in particular, our family.
Yeah.
And to not get that is hard to deal with. But in this case, Gabby was made it clear she supported him, but she made sure that her children were put up front. And their well-being was the most important thing.
Yes, she was very firm in that they need to feel nothing but love from everybody that is going to be in their lives, nothing but love, as much as you can control. Because at some point in time, your child will experience heartbreak. They will experience those things, but that need not be in the first few years of their lives. Yeah, exactly. You know, while they are young and they are still in those formative years, everybody who touches their lives should be inputting love. There shouldn't be any sort of questions about anything. Especially based on something as ridiculous
as trivial as race,
it's color. Exactly. Come on.
Right. And it's obvious those two love each other. Was it Gabby and Tom on Instagram? They're great.
Oh, yeah.
They absolutely love each other. They post a lot. They're fun. Tom, cookout, invite.
We're there.
No, they're there. They come to our cookout. We like Tom. Tom could come through anytime.
We don't have a cookout. But if we don't have a grill.
If we did.
When we get a grill, Tom and Gabby, y'all is invited.
Your invite is laminated. So it's official. You come to whenever.
But if y'all have a cookout, we'll be there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So no doubt. Yes. So in other words, we'll eat together and there's no problems with that. Boom.
Yes. So, I mean, and what I was going to touch on a little bit after Sam and Tova is that there's been so many of these couples that if we could be like friends with a lot of these people, mm-hmm. I would absolutely, like, so many of these couples were just so much fun.
I agree.
Like, the people we didn't know until we did the interview.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we made some friends. I feel like we made some legit friends that if we reach out to them again and talk, aside from a podcast, maybe we're in town where they are, because a lot of people were not in the area that we're in.
Yeah.
So I feel like we made some friends, made some connections. This season was fantastic.
Yes.
To meet all different kinds of couples, different kind of people, all kinds of just different struggles that they're dealing with. So it was fun to talk to people
from different walks of life.
Different walks of life, know? No doubt.
All going through the similar thing of enduring some sort of Black love story.
Right.
Yeah. So we finished it out where we started it, mm-hmm. with Marge and Vish.
Episode 29, Love 29. Is Destined, Part
Partner,
that's true. Yes. And we started with the Laguerre clan and we ended with the Laguerre clan.
Because they had such a big story. After we did our first interview with them, they were like, we have to do part two. Mm-hmm. We're like, okay, yeah.
Cool.
We started with y'all. Let's end with y'all. So we bookended them. Mm-hmm. And there is part two is more about how they blended their family. So they wound up with an adoption story that they didn't anticipate. They weren't seeking out to adopt. They had relatives that were, you know, not doing as well as they should be. Those kids, they were going to watch for a little while, and it turned into a forever situation. And it's such a beautiful thing. And their family is so beautiful and wonderful. And I can't even tell who's who now. I mean, while I know agree. Who's who, I can't tell who's who.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
They're so blended so well. Like, those are all their kids.
Exactly. So that first pod is their relationship and how they got together. And they, with us, they introduced us to the core. So we started that. So they made it imperative. And I think through counseling, they realized that you have to get rid of all the noise, all the outside voices. And you have to focus on you too. That's the core. So we started and we came back to it. Now they had a lot of issues with this, with the fostering into the adoption. Not even, they didn't even foster. It was just eventually just adoption. But you have family, you have these kids. Now the core is what eventually solidified them adopting these kids permanently. But you have a lot to go through because now you just introduce whole new children into a family. So now how are they dealing with it? How are they dealing with each other? Mm-hmm. How are the kids who are there first dealing with it? How are the kids who are coming in dealing with it?
Yes.
How does all that affect the relationship, the marriage? All that has to be accounted for. And I think with this episode, it made it imperative to me just how important it is for us to talk about mental health in our culture. We don't talk about it at all.
No.
While going through the episode, I'm like, this is good. They talk about counseling a lot. Made me think about Dr. Willis, how it's so important that we talk and find a professional, somebody who can let us speak so we can get our emotions out. And they did that. And when they got to the point where they're like, okay, these kids are ours and let's do it. And they talk about how they had their day, National Adoption Day, they got together and it was a beautiful day for them. One of my favorite episodes, of course, is my family, but that's a couple. That's couple goals right there.
Yes.
Because they went through it. They've gone
couple goals, #family goals.
They've gone through it all, mm-hmm. and they've come out stronger.
Yes.
And that's how we ended this season. That was couple 24 after seeing them before.
Yeah.
So we talked to a lot of people this year. And it was crazy. A lot of people. Such
a great season. Mm-hmm. I would love to redo it again. However, season 3, we're coming at you with some new spectrums, because love has various spectrums. It's not just like relationship, dating, two people, couple love. Mm-hmm. There could be multiple people involved. Mm-hmm. There could be, you know, sibling love. There could be parental love. Mm-hmm. There's so many spectrums of Black love. And I think season 3, we're coming at you hard with various types of Black love.
Now, as enjoyable as this season was, we had to talk to couples. It was fantastic. I think we'll still sprinkle that in. Mm-hmm. But Love is Black is such a wide-ranging title. Yes. That Love is Black means so many different things. And we are going to examine that in as many ways as we can. So maybe a couple, but maybe just one person. How do we deal with love? How do we deal with love lost? How do we deal with finding it? There's so many ways we can go, but this season was fantastic. This is great for marriages, for relationships. Season 3, whole new ball game. We change it up and we're still going to be talking about love.
So Harvey, I have a question just to round this all out. Mm-hmm. You know, we asked almost all the couples what they have gotten from each other that made them a better person. But Harvey, I'm going to ask you, and feel free to, you know, throw it back at me afterwards. After this season, what is it that you feel like is the biggest takeaway that really has helped either you or our relationship, or, you know, something like that?
I think it is recognizing that love, and I'm not saying this for it to be a title or anything, but love is diverse. And for me, it means that there's so many different kinds of relationships, so many different kinds of Black relationships. It comes from different facets, different situations, different struggles. A bunch of different things happen, but we all get to the same destination. We all want to be in a relationship where we are feeling loved and appreciated. And you can't appreciate somebody any more than the person you went through hell and back with. So that's what I gained. Every one of these couples had something happen. Yeah. And it would have been so easy to just say, you know what, I'm done. I'm just going. None of these couples did that. They stuck it out. And that's the person I want to stay with the rest of my life. That's why I'm staying with her. Because we've had our issues. We've had our struggles, our battles. We've had our things. But there was never a question about who we were going to be with, who we were going to go through these struggles with, who's going to raise our kids, who's going to do whatever. It's always us. Love is diverse, but in particular, love is this woman right here. I love this woman. So I have a question.
Oh, surprise.
Yeah. Didn't think that was coming, did you? So if there is one characteristic that you, lest you, somebody is like, you know what? I want to get married. What's the one bit of advice you could give me that would pretty much guarantee that this marriage would be a success? What advice would you give?
Know what the foundation is. I think that was my big takeaway from all these stories, is that, as you said, everybody had a moment where they could have just broken it off, gone their separate ways, and, you know, just be done with it. But I think everybody knew what it was they were fighting for and working with. And that's going to get you through those tough times, because it's really easy to ride with somebody through all the good times, when all the money is there, when the jobs are right, when the kids are healthy, when you're healthy, when everybody's supportive of you. That's when it's easy to ride out with somebody, right? Mm-hmm. But when it's tough, when you're in the trenches, when you don't have support from family or friends, or when you're struggling together and you're on the buildup, you're trying to climb, or when you quit both your jobs after getting married, that's when you need to know what it is that, because you need to have something to reflect back on, what it is that is your foundation. So is it that friendship? Is it, you know, that you are, that you just, I don't know. So friendship, your vulnerability, that you've given this vulnerability to somebody and they've taken care of it. Is it that that person is your safety? Is it that you like each other just so much? What is it that you are standing on? I think knowing that, understanding that, and then reflecting back onto that whenever you need it, Like whenever you're like, oh my God, like I just don't know if I can do this anymore, then reflect back, because that's going to get you through all those tough times, and there will be tough times.
The person that you want to stick it out with is the person you stay with. If you're not willing to fight for the relationship, you were never in one to begin with.
Ooh.
Don't ever forget that.
Okay.
You love the person, you stick it out, and the relationship is stronger, it's better when you made it through some ish. And now you're chilling. You're like, remember that time when that stuff happened? Yeah, look where we are now.
Yes.
You can't help but even be happier. It's more beautiful.
I love it. Well, with that said, Harvey, I think that we've definitely come to the conclusion that love is hindsight.
Oof, that's so good. You didn't even tell me you were gonna do that before. High five me real quick. That was beautiful. Before we finish though, season is over.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Every episode this season.
Yes.
We're coming back. We are officially gonna be at hiatus. I gotta hang out with her. We gotta the relationship. Reconnect. We gotta work on us. We gotta reconnect too. And when we come back reconnected, clean, ready to go, and ready to learn and ready to help everybody who's been watching and listening to our podcast. So what were you saying?
Love is hindsight. Love is many things.
But this good love is black.
Thanks for listening to the Love is Black podcast.
Please help support the podcast by subscribing and leaving a review.
And connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at Love is Black Podcast.
See you next week.